In 1905, a group of friends began to meet in the drawing room of a London townhouse in the bohemian neighbourhood known as Bloomsbury. Defying the conventions of their day, they were brimming with new ideas about art, literature, love, and friendship. Innovative and headstrong, they would go on to change the course of art and letters in the 20th century. History remembers them as the Bloomsbury Group. The party. Thursday, the 23rd of February, 1905, 46 Gordon Square, Bloomsbury, London. Early. I opened the great sash window onto the morning pink of the square and made a decision. Yes, today. Last Thursday evening, I sat in the corner like a sprouted potato, but this Thursday, I will speak up. I will speak out. Long ago, Virginia decreed, in the way that Virginia decrees, that I was the painter and she the writer. "You do not like words, Nessa," she said. "They are not your creative nest." Or maybe it was orb. Or earth. My sister always describes me in rounded, domestic, hatching words, and invariably I believe her. So, not a writer, I have run away from words like a child escaping a darkening wood, leaving my sharp, burning sister in sole possession of the enchanted forest. But Virginia should not always be listened to. A list. Parties begin with a list. Grocer, butcher, cheesemonger. I wish Toby had some idea of how many are coming tonight. I suggested to Sophie that she make only sandwiches. She said it was barbaric and flatly refused. Neither Toby, nor Adrian, nor Virginia would ever think of anything so banal as sandwiches or napkins or teaspoons. Mother or Stella was always there to do that for them. Now I do it. I will speak to Sloper. I am sure we should order more whiskey for Toby and wine for Adrian. And for the guests, does Mr. Bell drink whiskey or wine? I can imagine him drinking either. I have no idea what Saxon drinks, but we have cocoa for Lytton, and I am sure that Desmond will drink anything we put in front of him and declare it to be his favourite. Virginia, of course, will drink nothing. Later, 8:30 a.m. The morning's heavy quiet was split in two. "Nessa!" Virginia was shrieking downstairs. "Nessa!" I ignored it. Toby was insisting that she eat her breakfast, and Virginia, enjoying his attention, was refusing. Virginia, as a rule, does not eat her breakfast. But last week, Dr. Savage told us that eating is crucial if we are to avert another disaster. He was dismayed when Toby told him that Virginia's room was at the top of the house. He suggested we either relocate her to the ground floor or nail her windows shut. Scraping chairs, slamming doors, the escape. Quick cat's paw footsteps on the stairs, and Virginia barreled into my sitting room without knocking and hurled herself into the low blue armchair. "Virginia, I have asked you to knock in the mornings. Just in the mornings. Any other time you may behave like the little savage you are and barge in," I said without looking up. "Nessa," she said loudly, "I am being oppressed. Toby forced oatmeal down my gullet. Libra Virginia!" The morning was off to a roaring start. Later, after luncheon. The interval before the second act. Adrian is down from Cambridge until Monday, and I will not let him out of the house until he unpacks his boxes from Hyde Park Gate. We moved 6 months ago, and they are still in the hallway. We walk around them like they are furniture. The servants shake their heads at us in disapproval. I can hear Toby thumping around looking for his field glasses, and Virginia is out visiting Violet Dickinson in Manchester Square. Violet, older, calmer, and robustly good-natured, soothes her. And so we have peace. A wobbly, three-legged day. A current of expectation has rounded through the house since this morning. It races and puffs up the stairs, sifting through the bedrooms in a blur of undefined something, knocking us out of stride. Thursdays have become important, like a bump that defines a nose or a fence that marks a field. Toby's Thursday at Holmes for his friends from Cambridge lend shape to the week. This will be Toby's second at home. No idea why he chose Thursdays. He said Mondays were bulky and Wednesdays were flat. I do not mind.